It's not often a horror film can achieve some genuine scares without an R rating, but that's exactly what Insidious does, and exactly what this movie is. A film that takes sweet, demented pleasure in scaring the crap out of you. The film follows a family who suffers a personal crisis. Their oldest son has an accident in the rickety attic and lapses into a comatose state. It soon becomes apparent that his condition is more than a physical one, as all manner of paranormal goings-on start happening to everyone around him, not the least of which being the appearance of ghosts and a demon who looks like Darth Maul's ugly little brother. Think Poltergeist on acid, with a little of The Exorcist thrown in. What makes this film out of the ordinary is that it manages to elicit scares without ever having to resort to blood, guts, and the baser stuff. What makes that twice as surprising is that it comes from the original creators of the Saw franchise, who ditch all the gore for old-school suggestive, subliminal, and jump scares to keep you on the edge of your seat. Insidious starts out a bit slow to set the stage, but then ramps up the intensity and builds such a momentum of terror you never really have time to recover. But it's not all great, sad to say. Insidious is actually a very divisive film that will get as much flack as it does praise. The main reason being the last 30 or so minutes of the film. The film asks very little of you most of the ride, but then rather suddenly asks you to suspend your disbeliefs to almost astronomical levels. The plot point is so surprising, it's almost as if the movie changes genres. Without going into spoilers, I will tell you, it asks you to go along with some debatable, skeptical, and even campy things in order to get to the end. It will be this moment that will ultimately decide if you love or hate this film. I forgave this development, but even I have to admit it's jarring and nearly stops the movie dead. No pun intended. But I muscled past this and got through what is ultimately a good film. It's horror with almost 80s sensibilities, and that's almost always a win in my book. I like Rose Byrne, and I think she is what sells this movie the most, giving a realistic and sympathetic performance. There are surprising moments of humor that both alleviate the terror and still fools you into being completely unprepared for it. And there's just enough callbacks and odes to classic horror films of my childhood to alert us that it is aware of its responsibilities and its roots in the genre. Lots to be had here. I don't recommend you see it alone, but it's a great movie to take a jumpy date to. My girl, who isn't scared of anything, spent most of the movie fastened to my arm. I saw some pretty intimidating guys scared out of their wits, and the theater was almost always filled with screams that couldn't be contained. But if you're the type who wants gore and nudity, or thought movies like Drag Me to Hell or The Last Exorcism were a waste of time, Insidious isn't for you. But I recommend you at least give it a shot. You might want to prepare yourself, though, for the psychic, the psychological, the paranormal, and the trick ending. Oh, come on, it's from the creators of Saw, like you didn't see that coming. But that is besides the point.